everybody. I'm Cassidy, one of your Indianapolis Colts cheerleaders, and you're watching the Believe in Colts podcast.
Welcome back to Believe in Colts. I'm Lawrence Owen. With me, as usual, is my guy, Donald Thomas, and we are going to react a little bit to the Thanksgiving Day games and then preview and predict the rest of the Week 11 slate of this year's NFL games. Donald, real quick, just curious, what was the most shocking game and for what reason that you saw yesterday?
So, yeah, the first game of the day was very, very shocking that the Lions didn't come in with the same intensity and focus that you had a 4-6 Green Bay team that they had, right? And so you didn't take care of the football, give up a big play, first play of the game. You have two turnovers in the first quarter, one for, you know, they both resulted in scores. One was, you know, we got returned for a touchdown with the fumble. I mean, Jared Goff, wow. He had a day yesterday. That was incredible. The lack of ball security, the lack of protection up front from Detroit, just the lack of urgency. Let's put it that, like, the lack of urgency that Detroit displayed. And you got to understand, it's a divisional game. Like I said before, anything goes in the division when the two divisional teams play each other. So that was very surprising. The other two were not. You know, I expected the Cowboys to dominate the Commanders, and I expected the 49ers to take care of business against the Seahawks. Not in that fashion. I didn't think they were going to beat them that bad, like by, you know, almost, you know, three scores like that. But nonetheless, like, I thought, you know, the 49ers are obviously a better team than Seattle is. I thought it'd be closer.
Yeah, that's kind of my shock. Look, again, divisional games are divisional games. I thought Seattle would put up a better fight, but let's face it. San Francisco's defense is just really, really good, and they get after you, and they can create problems. So, and Christian McCaffrey's a slippery dude.
He really is.
He really, really is. And then, of course, you know, the Washington game against the Cowboys. That game was so bad that they pretty much gutted the entire defensive coaching staff of the Commanders today. I mean, it was that bad. Wow.
It's incredible.
My goodness.
Somebody had to fall on the sword in that game, though.
Yes, they did.
Unfortunately, there's another casualty of war, and it happened to be the whole, like, a lot of guys on the decent side of the football. But, you know, you do have a performance like that, like, come on.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me, you know, after that, it kind of reminds me of what happened with the Colts last year when Frank Reich started, you know, firing people, offensive coordinators and things of that nature, trying to look like he was just trying to save his job, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's kind of where Ron Rivera is right now, right?
Yeah.
I think we could, if Washington continues to perform the way they have, you could probably expect Ron's job to be on the chopping block in the next few weeks if they continue in this direction. Bet Online is your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, NFL, and more. Bet Online continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember, use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. Let's get into the upcoming games, starting off with tonight. Well, screw tonight.
Today.
You're pretty darn soon.
Yeah.
this game is probably going to be on when I post this. All right.
Right.
The Dolphins at the Jets, 7-3 at 4-6. What you got here, man?
You know, with the Jets quarterback play and that's, it's just so bad. You just got to hope that the Jets defense, which they're capable of, is to keep them in the football game and keep this thing close. This is a divisional game. This is going to be a very, very physical game. If Miami comes out and takes care of business, I see Miami winning by at least two scores. I'll give them 14 points on a victory here up in New York. But it's not going to be, you know, a lay down on the Jets defense part. I can't wait to see Sauce and Tariq matched up. I don't think Sauce can hang with. I don't think anybody can hang with that dude in the NFL. But I would like to see him be tested a little bit, and I want to see that matchup.
Yeah, the Jets, their best thing they can do defensively is really try to get after Tua early. You give Tua too much time, he's going to find guys out there for massive gains with massive yak yards, right? Yep. And you got to be able to get to him quick, not allow the routes to develop for him to be able to just basically pick you apart and just eat yards up, because there's speed kills and Miami's got a ton of it out there. I do like the Dolphins in this game. I don't think it's going to be a 70-point game like we saw earlier this year with Miami dropping on the Broncos, but I could see somewhere around something like 27 to 17. That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay. Moving on to Sunday, we got the New Orleans Saints 5-5 heading to the Atlanta Falcons, which are 4-6.
Yeah. Man, this is one where I'm gonna go and give New Orleans the edge on this one. Only just because I'm just not completely sold on Ridder. I'm not completely sold on Atlanta. And that defense has been kind of shaky as of late. And so when you factor all that in, I just feel like New Orleans and their last you know, few games, 2-3, their last five games. But when you look at their wins, you know, Colts was one of them where they beat the Colts. They just look like a better football team, the more seasoned team, the more seasoned quarterback. And I know that as a quarterback situation, yeah, he's healthy this game. So New Orleans by a score, 7-point game. New Orleans, I'm picking them as the favorites in this one.
Okay. That sounds about where I'm going to go as well. I mean, when the Saints are healthy offensively, I feel like they have the ability to really move the football. And the Falcons are very up and down. They got a couple players, but for the most part, guys that you're hoping would play and play well like Pitts just hasn't been that dude. And again, Ridder, as you talk about, he's another one of those guys where you just like, looks like the Falcons might end up moving on from Ridder more sooner rather than later. So, yeah, I'm going to go with you and the same score prediction as well. Let's go with next game. We got the 6-4 Steelers at the 5-5 Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, I'm going Steelers in this one. I'm going to take the Steelers only because of Cincinnati's quarterback issue right now. They're gonna have to find a new identity. I think that's gonna play a huge factor in how this game plays out. I think Mike Tomlin's gonna have a really good game plan cooked up for Cincinnati, and I see, you know, it being, honest to God truth, like I see this game not even being close.
I don't either.
See this being at least a two score game, 14 points or better, in Pittsburgh's favor.
I can legitimately see with the quarterback situation and the fact that they are definitely going to have to, Cincinnati's going to definitely have to lean heavily on their run game. Mm-hmm. I can see Mike Tomlin drawing up blitz after blitz after blitz. And now I'm not talking about, you know, I'm talking about run blitzes, right? I mean, go after the running back, and if you don't have the football, just keep going, you know. I could just see that. And Tomlin's one of those guys that will do that when the situation presents itself. And yeah. I could see anywhere between 50% and 60% of the defensive snaps having at least five or more guys coming. and just relying on, you know, simple man coverage and on the back end. Because let's face it, whoever's out there is not Joe Burrow.
No.
But yeah, I got Pittsburgh winning, and I got them winning by two scores. Next game on the docket. Ooh, big, important game for Indianapolis Colts fans. The Jacksonville Jaguars leading the division at 7-3 head to Texas to face the Texans in Houston, who are 6-4.
Yeah, this is I think this game is bigger than what people really are. If you're not, you know, if you're not a fan of this division, you're not understanding. These are two teams that, for one, the Texans are hot. They're young. They're hot. They're ascending in my book. And then you got the Jaguars, who are kind of like the new kings of the division, so to speak. And so if the Texans are able to knock off the Jaguars here, and it's very possible it can happen. You know, I think there's a changing of the guards as far as how you got to revere CJ Stroud and these Texans. People are already respecting them already. And I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say Texans win this thing. I'm going to say Texans win by three points or less in this game.
Oh wow!
I'm going to say I feel like this game is going to be a game where Texans win late, and they're down. They win late by throwing a touchdown.
If the Texans beat the Jaguars, that'll put them tied with the Jaguars, top of the division at 7-4 apiece. That'll be interesting. I got the Jaguars going into Texas and taking care of business. Look, the Texans have been rolling very, very well. As you said, Stroud is trying to put his name in the MVP talks right now, right? But let's not downplay what the Jaguars have done this season. All right, the Jaguars are no pushover team. They are on top of the division right now for a reason. They have beat some very good teams in some convincing fashions. I like the Jaguars in this game. Again, I'm going to flip it right on you. 3 points or less. This is going to come down to whoever has the ball last, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's move on to the next 1 o'clock game. And we got 5 wins between these two teams.
Oh, God.
The Patriots head to the New York Giants. Wow. Couple Super Bowl rematches here.
Just not the same. Just for the fact that we're even, I don't know which Jones is playing for who. If it's Mac Jones, Daniel Jones. Listen, at this point, it could be any Jones. Just put them out there, put a jersey on them, and hope for the best, because either one of them – and I'll say take this back, because Daniel Jones has taken a beating this year. It's not like he's just came – like he's just come out and he just played bad. Like, he's taken a beating. I mean, there was multiple sack games, or, you know, six, eight, nine sacks in a game on your marquee quarterback that you've given money to, and you want him to, you know, lead this franchise, and you're getting him beat up. So – I'd make a prediction on this thing. It's just disgusting. I'm going to still go Patriots here. I'm going to say Patriots here by 4 points over because at least here's the thing. Like, the Patriots still have everything intact coaching-wise. Like, they're just trying to figure out why the hell they're losing. Like they know they have some issues with quarterback. They know they have issues, you know, in certain areas, but they still have Bill Belichick. Like, the Giants are just in shambles, in my opinion. Like, the offensive line is just horrific. You got a quarterback that really has zero confidence in his offensive line. You've got a defense that is struggling, linebacking core and secondary, in my opinion. And then your head coach is over here throwing temper tantrums and throwing his clipboard and not taking accountability when it's supposed to be taken by the head coach. So, I'm taking Patriots here.
Oh, look, I think both these teams still have some fight in them. I would not count either team out. Last week, the Giants won their game, right? Because, you know, leaning heavily on their star running back, Saquon Barkley. The Patriots, you know, they're not giving. They got Bill Belichick, like you mentioned earlier, right? He's never going to let these guys, you know, just walk out on the field feeling like that they can't beat anybody. He's going to be able to have them prepared and ready. Whether or not they are physically able to win is another story, right? They are utterly beat up across the board. This is a coin flip game for me. I can't pick one team or the other. That's how I look at it. Just because there's so much going on both teams, on both sides of the ball. Whoever's at quarterback for the Giants, whoever is calling plays, better have plays to where you can get the ball out in like 1.5 seconds or less every time. You know, mm-hmm. it is what it is, because you know Bill Belichick is going to draw up as many ways as possible to get pressure on whoever is quarterbacking, because that's how teams have beaten the Giants this year. And he knows how to do that. So that's what I got in this game. It's a pick'em game for me. Next game on the docket, last 1 o'clock game to talk about, is the Carolina Panthers heading to the Tennessee Titans. Hey, guess what? We talked about 5 wins total on the last one. We got 4 wins total on this game.
Yeah, I'm still going to take that. I'm taking Tennessee here in this one. Carolina on the road is not someone who I'm, you know, really revering here. I'm going to say Titans by a score, 7 points, maybe even less. But I'm going to give the edge to the Titans here in this one with the running game. More experienced quarterback, in my opinion, you know, less injuries up front. Yeah, I'm going Tennessee by 7 or less.
Score. Is Tannehill quarterbacking in this game?
From what I'm looking at, he should be. I think he's going.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I think because the guy that's been at quarterback last few games, he's been kind of up and down. One game he looks great, another game he's like, I don't know. You know, so, but that's Tannehill in a nutshell. So you might as well go with the experience at that point. I got Vrabel's defense versus an offense for the Carolina Panthers that just don't seem to know what the heck they're doing right now. I don't think they have an identity fully over there in Carolina. And look, we know what the Titans offense is based off of. I got the Titans winning, and I got them winning by 2 scores. I think they handle business. I think, you know, they let the Panthers in, and then they smack them around a little bit, and then move on the next week. Mm-hmm. Something that you're used to seeing the Mike Vrabel led Titans team do, but you also got to remember what the team is that they're doing it against right now.
Right. Correct.
First 4 o'clock game on the docket, we got the LA Rams heading to the Arizona Cardinals, 4-6 versus 2-9.
Wow. Man, you know, Kyler Murray's back. He is still, you know, was it 2 games? He's thrown 2 picks. So he's still getting his timing, his rhythm back. He's not gonna be mid season form till after the season's over with, in my opinion, just because he's missed so much time. With game reps and all of that. I'm going Rams here. I'm going Rams. The Rams are so disappointing this year. It's incredible. I'm going Rams. I'm going to say Rams by 10 in this game. I'm going to give them a 10-point or better victory.
Yeah, I got the Rams this game as well. Last game, we actually saw something from the Rams that I wasn't used to seeing, and that is diversity on the offense. They were throwing out different types of plays you're not used to seeing the Rams play, you know, little gadget plays and things of that nature. They continue that against the Arizona Cardinals. I think they handle them no problem. Defensively, neither of these teams are worth mentioning, in my opinion, on either side of the ball. Offenses could be a little bit fun to watch, though. So this could be a high-scoring game, but it's you know, more on the – aspect that the defenses aren't good enough, in my opinion. Now, question on, you know, how Stafford is going to be. That's the big question.
Yeah.
Next game on the docket, I got the Cleveland Browns 7-3 heading to Denver to face the 5-5 Broncos.
Yeah, I'm going to give the edge here to the Broncos. Even though, you know, Cleveland's record is a reflection of how well they've just faced adversity this year, I think that, you know, that young kid going in, Watson, Watson's out, right? So we know that he's done. You know, what's their backup quarterback's name again? I can't remember his name.
BTR. I don't know the.
But
that's who they went with last week, I believe.
Yeah. Well, I can't see them changing it again this week. He got a spirited win for him. It was very emotional for him. I was very happy to see him get that. But, you know, just as of late, you can't really say that, you know, Denver is just like a bad team. Like, I mean, they're 4-1 their last 5 football games.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You know, like, a definite comeback over the last
half. Yeah. Like, they're 4-0 right now. Like, they're on a roll. Like, they're 500. And when they started this thing off, like, everyone was saying they're the worst team in the league. And, like, so they're playing well. So I just – and to go and play a mile high is tough. The elevation, your gas from warm-ups on, it's just a new – it's a different environment to play. It's not a very hostile environment, I'll have to say, but it's a very cultured environment and one that is going to favor Denver – in this one. And so I'm going to say Denver by at least 10 points in this one.
Yeah. Most of the players I've ever talked to said that's a top 5 place to play again, a tough place to play just because it's so hard to catch your breath.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Breathing is very good. You're always sucking the oxygen tank when you get up off the field. So, and we've already seen a lot of stuff happen to, you know, I don't know how in the world Von Miller played with asthma.
And
I'm just like, wow, so much respect for that man to be able to do that. This is a tough game to come up with as well. The Browns defense is still the Browns defense. They are a very good defense. They did lose Rodney McLeod for the season.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of hurts, but they do have a lot of depth across the board on that Browns D. I don't think there's going to be a lot of high scoring in this game. I don't think that you reach 40 points. I don't think neither team hits 20. It's going to be difficult. I'm going to probably lean with you. I think the Broncos probably win in a really tight 3-point game. I don't know, but, you know, just in the fact that I'm leaning with you with the Broncos winning. But I think it's going to be a very, very tight game.
Yeah.
Next on the docket, Kansas City Chiefs head to the – almost said Oakland again.
Mm.
Las Vegas Raiders.
This could get ugly for the Raiders with – when a good team or a team that she knows of the clear-cut favorite to win a football game – loses a football game or comes off of a loss where they have a very bad taste in their mouth. I just don't see them playing around with Vegas for too long in this one. I see Patrick Mahomes coming out and trying to make a statement. I see Kelce, Pacheco having chips on their shoulders. I see that defense up front, especially getting after Garoppolo or getting after whoever they put back there. I just don't see Crosby will have success getting pressure, but I think they could have something cooked up for him. Yeah, he's got to get home. He gets up to feel well. He's got to get home, and to get home on Mahomes is hard with the way he's able to, you know, throw the football and maneuver his body and stuff. So this is going to be bad. I think this is bad news for Vegas. I'm going to say at least, wow, I think that they're going to try to go – I think it's a 3-score football game. I think they get on them early, and I think they put it on them, and it's going to be rough.
Wow, 3 scores. You don't throw those numbers around lightly.
No, I don't.
Yeah. For the exact same reason, I had 17 points pointing my head.
Right.
Guess what? That's 3 scores.
Yeah. It's going to be close, man. I think they're pissed off that they lost that football game. I think that was a game that they gave away. They should have won that game. As I was watching it, You allowed a team to get momentum and you couldn't shut them out. And then when you had a chance to win the football game, you dropped the ball. Like, oh my gosh, like they just cannot wait for Sunday to beat up on somebody else instead of hearing it from their coaching staff and everything. So yeah, it won't be close.
Yep. I agree 100. Next game on the docket, last 4 o'clock game, is the Buffalo Bills head to Philadelphia, who just beat said Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes, this is a big game. This is a big game. These are two teams that were in my prediction to make, Super Bowl runs, right? And so, this very well still could be. I'm not going to completely say the Bills are terrible. This could be a Super Bowl matchup. This is a Super Bowl matchup that I had from the beginning of the season. I still haven't written the Bills off. I know the Bills have a lot of issues. We get that. Their record reflects that. But they're still a very good, dangerous football team. Last week, that Jets game was a hard-fought game. I'm going to give it to the Eagles here still, just because of how the Eagles have been playing and the way they, won last week and all that. But, I think it'll be tighter than what some people are expecting it to be a blowout. I'm saying it's 7 game in Philly by 10. But okay. Nonetheless, it's going to be a hard-fought game.
This is my upset of the week.
Okay.
The Buffalo Bills are in a situation right now where they have to put up or shut up. They got to win a game and get themselves back on track, or that playoff race they might as well throw it out the window. Okay, you don't want to be 6-6. This is a situation where I feel like, look, Josh Allen has put a lot on his shoulders as of late. It's going to be difficult on him, but he's going to have to do it. Josh is going to run the football a lot. I think he's going to tuck it and run quite a bit in this game. And I think he's going to need to against this front seven of this defense. But Philly's 9-1. I don't think Philly is a team that's good enough to, finish the season off 16-1. They're a good team, but they have won games with helps from other team as well, right? They found ways to win. But like last week against Kansas City, how many drops were there on the Kansas City side, right?
A lot.
Kansas City really helped Philadelphia out in that game. There's been games where Philly has just squeaked by and found themselves on the W side of the game. I'm not taking away anything from their wins. They still played and fought hard and won the games. I just feel like that there's more on the table right now for Buffalo. I think they're going to fight very, very hard, and they're going to squeak out a win in the end. I think I'm going to take Buffalo by 4.
Okay. All right. That's your upset.
I'm gonna mark that. That's my upset.
Marking it down. I'm marking it anytime you even. So we got you taking the Bills.
Right. Sunday night football. The 8-3 Baltimore Ravens head to the 4-6 Los Angeles Chargers.
I'm going Baltimore here. I don't know what I just set you up for something. I don't know. No, I'm going Baltimore. I just can't believe how the Chargers are just bad. Like, I just don't get it. I get it, the injuries and stuff. But I just feel like somebody's got some voodoo, some curse, something on the Chargers. Like, I just don't get it. But either way, I see, Lamar Jackson coming in, taking care of business. What really hurts them though is that loss of their tight end. That hurts. Yeah. And so it's time for, if Odell's playing, for him to step up, and we don't need another injury out of him. He needs to shut up and play. Their secondary's kind of beat up and they got some holes. But at the end of the day, if they can control the Chargers' defensive line, that's going to be their key, is to control that D-line. You control that, but then you're going to have Lamar running, and he gets elusive. He makes some guys miss. Either way, you got to get after the quarterback. And so that's where I don't see this game being a blowout, just because of the fact that the Chargers' ability to rush the passer is there, especially in their defensive end positions with Bosa and Mack. Those guys are second to none to a lot of guys in the league. So I still have Baltimore winning this game, but I feel I have it like a score, like a 7-point football game.
I got this as a 14-point win for the Ravens. Sure. That whole aspect that you just talked about with the pass rush for the Chargers, I think can be their undoing because they like to get upfield, and that's going to leave spaces for Lamar. Lamar Jackson's going to have a game. I think he's going to have 100 yards rushing in this game and probably 2 touchdowns by himself.
I mean, He does that in his sleep.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he leads the team in rushing. That's stupid, right? But what I'm saying is this is a game where I feel like they're going to come after him, and he's going to make them pay for it, like, worse than what you normally see teams do that. Because I don't see the Chargers playing a lot of zone and just sitting back and trying to contain. I think they're, like you're saying, you know, I feel like they're going to try to attack him. And I think early on in this game, that's going to end up giving Baltimore a big lead before they're able to, you know, switch out and go, no, we can't do that no more.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at it. And also, I feel like they will use, Zay, right? Zay Flowers?
Yes.
They'll use him in a very Mark Andrews-esque style. Where, you know, more seam routes and the stuff like that, having him up the middle where Mark Andrews would have been. I think could have a nice day receiving as well. Now, last game, Monday Night Football, and everybody in the entire country can't wait to watch the Bears face the Vikings.
Because they can go either way. It could go either way. I know that this is not a game where people are like rushing home to watch, but this is one where it can really go either way. Divisional game, right? You have Chicago, who is, we don't even need to go through it, struggling. Minnesota, they have the juice at this point where they really could have been 7-4 football team, in my opinion. That last loss was heartbreaking for them, I think. And so, you know, if Joshua Dobbs is still there, if he's still starting, I think that it gives them a really good chance to win this football game. But it's two youthful quarterbacks going against each other,
mm-hmm.
which should be exciting. But I feel like Minnesota just has a more well put together football team, and I'm going to give them the edge here in this one. And I'm going to say, you know, I'm going to go Minnesota 3 points.
I'm going to go Minnesota 7.
Okay.
Look, the Bears have surprised at times. Mm-hmm. Fields has even had games where he's just like, wow, you know. But, look, Minnesota's got weapons upon weapons upon weapons over there. And I feel like, you know, offensively, I just don't think the Bears can match up at all in this game. So yeah, I got them by 7. The Bears defense has been up and down as well this year. At points they're the worst team in the league, and at points you're like, wow, where'd that come from? But that's what you get from a Matt Eberflus led defense. So yeah, I got the Vikings by 7 in that game. I think that's going to do it. Anything you want to say before we get out of here?
No, I think this is a solid week of matchups. You know, you get a little dose in the, you know, Wednesday or Thursday, you get another little dose here in a second here. So it's a good week of football to keep everybody happy as they're enjoying the holiday. I hope everyone had a great, safe Thanksgiving, and everyone was able to see family and friends and fellowship and have a good time, and everyone stay safe on the road and travels. And if you put this in your car, listen to us. Listen to us and give us some good ratings and spread the word of a quality show that we have here going on. So I just look forward to all the games and see some good quality football.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think this week has got some really good quality, as you said, divisional games. We got a couple big games, you know, that could really tilt the look of the league as it sits for the playoff picture. This is an important week in the league, week 11. And, of course, you know, it's right after Thanksgiving. Hope everybody, from myself to you, had a wonderful holiday, and be safe this weekend. And can't wait to watch the games upcoming. And for Donald and myself, this was Believe in Colts, brought to you by Bet Online. And as usual, have a good one.
Peace.
Do you believe?